don't mean to bust your bubble. But girls love the world, ain't nothing but trouble. So next time a girl gives you the play, just remember my rhyme to get the hell away. Just last week when I was walking down the street, I observed this lovely lady that I wanted to meet. I walked up to her, I said hello. She said, hey, you kinda cute. I said, yes, I know, but by the way, sweetheart, what's your name? She said, my friends like to call me Exotic Elaine. I said, my name is the Prince. She said, why? I said, well, I'm just a hell of
the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the March-February 2018 issue of Boy's Life magazine. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, we're going to go right to the front cover of Boy's Life. In the very middle, it has Stand Up Guys, Service, Sun, and Surf at Florida Sea Base. And as a young man with a nice little rower's hat on and life vest on a little kayak, then it's all about the Winter Olympics, the tallest Boy Scout ever, plus comics, jokes, and much, much more. So we're going to begin on page one. Contents. 26th Cub Corner. Let's look at the heart. Read it. Color it. Get it all in this special Cub Scout section. Comics. 30, Dink and Dup. 31, the Bear Brothers. 31, Wolfgang. 32, Wiblos Woody. 33, Tiger's Adventures. 34, Mages and More. And our departments for this issue. Page 2, Hitch and Rack. Page 3, Heads Up. Page 11, Ask Us Anything. Page 12, Boys Live Headliners. Page 46, Games. Page 48, Reader Favorites. Page 50, now on boyslife.org, and page 51, Think and Grin. More comics. Page 38, Scouts in Action. Page 40, more Scouts in Action. Page 41, Pedro. Page 42, Pee Wee Harris. Page 43, Fitness First. Page 43, Religious Emblems. Page 20, Ready, Set, Go. Here's some fun stuff about the 2018 Winter Olympics. Page 24, A Scout is Reverend. Learn more about the religions in your community on an interfaith hike. Page 36, Belief in Magic. Cub Scouts, even Muggles, have a blast at a Harry Potter blue and gold banquet. And finally, page 44, Boy's Life. How to do a card trick. Go to page 2, Hitch and Rack. Pedro answers reader mail. Dear Pedro, the mail burrow, I like all the hard work you put into Boy's Life. I really look forward to getting the magazines in the mail. Does the boss yell at you a lot? If he does, tell him to stop. Also, I have a question. What is your favorite thing to do as a mail burrow besides answering reader mail and eating alfalfa? That's from Radamas K. in Trumbull, Connecticut.
Hey, boss, my pal Ramadas says to stop. Just between you and me, Ramadas, I think he yells so much because he's jealous of how hard I work around here. Answering mail, eating alfalfa, answering mail, working really hard to work in a nap or two around all this work. Nothing but work, work, work.
Dear Pedro, I love Boy's Life and the work you put into it. I also like your comic. You always do a great job on the magazine. You are awesome. That's from William B. in Houston, Texas.
I'm guessing you're not jealous of my awesome work ethic, William, because you clearly recognize the fruits of my labor. Wait, is alfalfa fruit? I should go do some research. Read? More work? You need a whole bunch to determine if it is.
Dear Pedro, I like Boy's Life a lot, and I have a few questions. What is your favorite place to camp? What do you do in your free time? What is your favorite part of Boy's Life? Mine is the comic section, because it always makes me laugh. Keep on doing what you're doing. That's from Scott F. in Texas.
Free time around here? With all this work, research to do? Please! The boss makes me stay nearly to handle all the work he is too busy to do. So I just camp all back in my corral. My favorite part is Boy's Life is, of course, this page, where I get to talk to you readers each and every month. That's the kind of work a Marlboro can sink his teeth into.
Boating. Dear Pedro, I recently went on a boating trip with my troop. I'd always been afraid of capsizing my boat, so I was hesitant to go. But after reading lots of stories in Boy's Life about boating, I was feeling a lot more excited. I had a blast at Varun Veeb in Manassas, Virginia.
Boating certainly is hard work, Varun. So glad our little magazine helped you enjoy this great activity. As for me, I love boating. A nice rain-gutter regatta is just my speed.
Dear Pedro, I would like to thank you for all the dedicated adult and youth leaders alike for their hard work. Boy Scout and all of its programs have really shaped me into the person I want to be. Whenever I look through the magazine, I witness all these cool things that troops have been on. My troop, on the other hand, has very little commitment, and we aren't doing so well. I want my troop to have the opportunity to participate in many fun activities, such as snow camping, but I haven't managed to make much progress. Any advice? This is Ben W. in San Jose, California.
You're correct, Ben. There are a lot of other folks out there who work very, very hard. None of them apparently named the boss. It will take some work by you and others to build your troop into a strong, active unit. Start by sharing your concerns with an adult leader and a few of your friends. Then drop a few hints to the other guys by sharing all the neat stories right here in Boy's Life.
Finally, dear Pedro, hi, I just wanted to say I love Boy's Life. That from Ben S. in El Cerrito, California.
And that, my friends, make all their work worthwhile. Now I'm going to skedaddle off to have a little snack in honor of my pal Ben. Catch you next month.
Page 3, opening shot. Chill out. Skiing, biathlon, curling, ice hockey, skeleton, and plenty of other cold weather sports are on display this month during the 2018 Winter Olympic Games. Top athletes from around the world will compete February 9th through 25th on NBC. Get the details on page 20. And here's a young man on the slalom skis. Heads up. This month, watch it. Peter Rabbit is finally hitting the big screen. Based on the classic book character, the movie follows the hilarious adventures of one rabbit in his ongoing feud with Mr. McGregor. Peter Rabbit hops into theaters February 9th, Super Sunday. Join millions of watching football's biggest game when the Super Bowl 52, that's number 52, heads to United Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The National Football League Championship game kicks off. Peter Rabbit, Fast Lane. The 60th running of the Daytona 500, NASCAR's biggest race, is February 18th. Don't miss 1 second of this high-speed pedal-to-metal action on Fox. Buy them. Celebrate Black Panther theaters with Hasbro 6-inch action figures. There are several versions of the King of Wakanda, including one with his vibranium staff and a build-it-yourself figure. Plus, you can collect other characters from the movie, like Nakia and Shuri. Collecting. I collect baseball cards. I have more than 15,000. My favorite is the 2008 Topps Allen and Ginger's Joey Votto rookie card. I collect Nintendo Game Boy stuff. My favorite thing is the Game Boy camera. That's from Stephen S. in West Springfield, Virginia. I collect stamps from around the world. I have stamps from 143 countries. That's from Andrew T. in St. Charles, Missouri. I collect basketball cards. I have more than 400. That's from Adam N. in Spanish Fork, Utah. I collect Lego sets. I buy them, build them, and then put them on display. My favorite is the Mercedes-Benz Aurox 3245, one of the biggest Lego Technic sets. That's from Andrew P. in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I collect marbles. I have more than 3,000. That's from Logan J. in Lebanon, Tennessee. Fast Facts, page 6. NFL, 1920, the year National Football League was formed. 64 yards, the NFL record for the longest field goal. Triangles, panhandles, yellow jackets, Jeffersons, Marines, and Eskimos are a few of the oldest former team names in NFL history. 95.2, the NFL record for average receiving yards per game held by Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones. 53, the number of players each team is allowed to have during the regular season, 2 degrees. The kickoff temperature at the coldest NFL game, a 2008 matchup between the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers. Number 6, the number of Super Bowls the Pittsburgh Steelers have won, the most of any NFL team. $5,000, the minimum NFL salary in 1957. $465,000, the minimum NFL salary in 2017. The Los Angeles Rams were the first team to have helmet graphics. 32. The number of NFL teams. 208. The NFL record for most career touchdowns set by former wide receiver Jerry Rice. Page 7. Big shoes to fill. We see here there's a couple of rulers inside a pair of shoes. And along with some gentlemen, a very tall one and a very not so tall one. This month marks the 100th birthday anniversary of Robert Pershing Wadlow, the tallest Boy Scout who ever lived. At 8 feet 11.1 inches tall, Wadlow is listed by Guinness World Records as the tallest person who ever lived. He was born in 1918 in Alton, Illinois, and was a normal-sized baby. A problem with his pituitary gland caused him to grow and keep growing throughout his life. At age 13, by the time he was a scout, he was already 7 feet 4 inches tall, weighed 270 pounds, and wore size 19 shoes. At that size, a custom scout uniform was needed, and his sleeping bag and tent would have required customization, too. And during chow time, it was best not to let Wadlow eat first. He ate an average of 8,000 calories a day. History Makers, page 8. In celebration of Black History Month, here are the 5 African-American leaders who got their start in scouting. Hank Aaron, Boy Scout and baseball legend. Hank Aaron hit 755 home runs in his legendary baseball career, the second most in history. Hammer and Hank is considered one of the greatest players ever, playing in 25 All-Star games and winning 3 Gold Glove Awards for fielding. Aaron is often incorrectly regarded as an Eagle Scout, but he has been a friend of scouting throughout his life. Martin Luther King Jr., Boy Scout and Civil Rights icon. Before becoming the leader of the Civil Rights Movement in the 1960s and delivering the famous I Have a Dream speech, Martin Luther King Jr. was a Boy Scout. From ages 11 to 13, King was registered as a member of the troop 151 in Atlanta, Georgia. His troop met at Ebenezer Baptist Church, now part of the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site. Guion Bluford, Eagle Scout and the first African-American in space. After serving in the Air Force for 13 years, Guion Bluford set his sights on space. He was named an astronaut and in 1983 became the first African-American in space. In all, he participated in 4 space shuttle flights from 1983 to 1992 and rose to the rank of colonel. Ernest Green, distinguished Eagle Scout and civil rights pioneer. Ernest Green made history as a member of the Little Rock Nine, a name given to the first black students ever to attend classes at Little Rock Central High School in Arkansas. In 1958, Green became the first African-American student to graduate from the high school. In 1999, he was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, the highest civilian award in the United States. Emory Moorhead, distinguished Eagle Scout and Super Bowl champion. Emory Moorhead played 12 seasons as a tight end in the National Football League and was on the Chicago Bears team that won Super Bowl 20. In his career, Moorhead had 224 receptions for 2,980 yards and 15 touchdowns. Nature, be mine. Birds have some interesting ways to attract attention. King Bird of Paradise. The male king bird of paradise impresses his female counterpart by shifting his feathers into a fan, shaking his wings and spinning two tails. Wires capped with green discs over his head, he also hangs upside down on a tree branch and swings his body like a pendulum. Gentoo Penguin. The male gentoo stands on his rear flippers and trumpets a mating call. When a female arrives, the two converse loudly and rub their heads together. The male then searches for hours, days, or even weeks for a perfect betrothal stone, kind of like an engagement ring. If she accepts it, they become a couple. Red-capped mannequin. Mannequins impress with a moonwalk-like backward shuffling move. Courting begins with the male making popping noises with his wings. He then wows the female with airborne flips and dives, followed by the moonwalk on a tree branch. Flamingo. Flamingos rub makeup on all and oil from their glands and their feathers during mating season. To make their pinkish color pop even more, huge groups of the long-legged birds then march in courtship parades. In unison, marches perform side to side head turns, wing flaps, and other moves. After the big show, the most brightly colored birds find mates fastest. Blue-footed booby. These goofy-looking birds choose mates with the brightest blue feet. When flirting, the male squawks, spreads his wings, and displays his feet while strutting past the female. He then brings over nesting twigs and repeats the foot flashing. If the female is interested, she displays her own feet. Then both birds point their beaks upward and whistle. Page 10. News and Notes. Buried Secrets. With unexplained origins, amazing engineering, and plenty of surprises, Egypt's Great Pyramid of Giza has been puzzling scientists for centuries, and it just got even more mysterious. Scientists have discovered a previously unknown and void inside the Great Pyramid. The discovery was made using very sci-fi-sounding cosmic ray technology. Imagine how doctors use an X-ray to look at a broken bone. That's what happened with the pyramid, except scientists used rays from space. What's inside? Your guess is as good as any, for now at least. It could be years before the Egyptian government allows scientists to snoop through the 455-foot-tall structure. In the meantime, let us know what you think could be inside at goboyslife.org/pyramid. Flavor of the week. For nearly a century, there have been three types of chocolate: dark, milk, and white. Now a fourth variety is being introduced. A Swiss chocolatier has developed ruby chocolate, a naturally pink-colored treat named after the gemstone. The sweet stuff is made with special cocoa beans, also pink, that grow in parts of South America and West Africa. The taste is described as fresher, smoother, and fruitier than other types of chocolate. It's not on the market yet, but you won't have to wait long to get your own taste. The new chocolate could hit America candy shops by 2019. Ask us anything. Heads up. Have a question and don't know who to ask? Jenny and Steve are here for you. Question. I am trying to convince my parents to go green at our house. Any tips to make the transition? Jenny, bravo for showing Mother Earth some love. According to Dr. Eric Beckham, Ph.D., a substantially expert from the University of Pittsburgh, the best thing to remember is that less is more, especially when it comes to the electricity. Reducing electricity is still the biggest no-brainer, says he. Start by checking out to make sure the air conditioning and heating vents in your home are open, and change the air filters often to allow air to move through more efficiently. Another quick, when it's not hot outside and ceiling fans should turn counterclockwise, pushing the cold air down. When the weather is cold, flip the switch on the fan, allowing it to turn clockwise. Steve, another step you can take, assuming you already recycle, is to turn household waste into compost. Not only is compost great for your yard and soil, but it also helps reduce the junk in our overload landfills. Did you know more than one-third of the material in landfills is compostable stuff like fruit and vegetable scraps, coffee grounds, newspapers, and cardboard? Boys Live Headliners. Triumph. Eagle Scout races to victory. Jared Clark, age 17, hometown Bel Air, Texas. Scout rank Eagle Scout, Troop 222, Bel Air. Jared made headlines for his national and world championship success in triathlon, which involves running, swimming, and cycling, and duathlon, which features running and cycling. The scoop. Jared placed second at the 2017 USA Triathlon Off-Road National Championships, which qualified him for the 2018 ITU Multisport World Championships in Denmark. He also qualified for Aquathlon Nationals for a spot on this year's Team USA. He placed third in the 16 to 19 age group at the 2016 Draft Legal Sprint World Championships qualifier, earning him a spot on Team USA for the Duathlon at 2017 ITU Multisport World Championships Festival, where he finished in the top 20. As a South Central Regional Zaterra champion, he raced in 2017 Xterra World Championship in Hawaii. Bullseye. Eagle Scout Archer goes to Worlds. Gaius N. Carter, age 18, hometown Midland, North Carolina. Scout rank Eagle Scout, Troop 10, Concord, North Carolina. Gaius made headlines for qualifying to be a member of the 2017 USA Archery 3D team. The scoop. Gaius was a member of the men's compound team that competed in the 2017 World Archery's 3D World Championships in France. He has participated in the Delta McKenzie ASA Pro-Am Tour for 2 years. In 2017, he finished second for Shooter of the Year in the men's Open A class. Ian Whitehurst, age 11, hometown Ridgefield, Connecticut. Scout rank Wiblow Scout, Pack 26, Ridgefield. Ian made headlines for being named North America's top elementary school Scrabble player, along with his teammate Kevin Zhang of Scarsdale, New York, at the 2017 North American Scrabble Championship. The team won 65% of its games during the 2016-2017 season, competing mainly against older players. Roldan and Devin Kramer, age 6 and 12, hometown Ardmore, Pennsylvania. Scout rank, Life Scout and Boy Scout, Troop 17, Marion Station, Pennsylvania. The boys made headlines for being recognized with the 2016 Environmental Protection Agency Presidential Youth Award for EPA Region 3. The brothers' project involved amphibian conservation. It has helped increase frog and toad as well as fish and bird populations in their area and also helped decrease the number of mosquitoes. And finally, for boys' headliners, Ryan Rica, age 15, hometown Black Forest, Colorado. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 70, Black Forest. Ryan made headlines as the 2016 El Paso Country Fair Dairy Boat Showman Grand Champion in the Intermediate Division and the 2017 Reserve Grand Champion in the Senior Showman Division. Ryan has been an active 4-H member for more than 10 years. Anchors away! Page 14 through 17. Experience snorkeling, fishing, sailing, marine science, and more at the Florida National High Adventure Sea Bake. William Walters stands in a shaded archway with sweat trickling down his forehead. His shirt sticks to his back as he swats away a mosquito. He's taking a break, but make no mistake about it, he's been working. The scout from Troop 39 in Maltby, Washington, is a participant in an Order of the Arrow work crew making repairs to campsites, docks, and historic buildings. The experience, known as the OA Ocean Adventure, is a 7-day program conducted in the Florida Keys in partnership with the National Park Service and the BSA's Florida Sea Base. When he isn't working, Bryce Hanshaw and the rest of the crew enjoy the crystal clear waters of the Florida Keys. Page 16. We've spent a lot of time clearing trails and helping make the island better for visitors. In order to attend, participants must be between the ages of 16 and 20 and also be registered members of the BSA and an Order of the Arrow Lodge. We spend a lot of time clearing trails and helping make the island better for visitors, William says. But the greatest thing is just stop and look. Out here, it's so remote that it's just pristine and unique. There's no garbage, no light pollution. Everything is just naturally beautiful. Brick columns on either side of the William form the hexagon-shaped perimeter of Fort Jefferson, a structure surrounded by tales of pirates, shipwrecks, and treasure. Located in Florida's dry Tortugas National Park, this land fortress was built in the mid-1800s to protect United States naval ships traveling in the Florida Keys. It served as a lighthouse, a military base, and even a prison. Now, Fort Jefferson's crystal-clear waters and extraordinary marine wildlife draw visitors from across the globe. There's a trek for that. The possibilities for adventure at Sea Base really are endless. Some say the hardest part of planning a trip is helping your crew first decide on an area of interest. Do you like to fish? Love to sail? Want to dive? Dream about rebuilding coral reefs? Wish you could operate underwater robots while studying fish species? Yes, there's a trek for that. The Florida Sea Base offers specialty trips for all these curiosities and more. Check out a detailed list of 16 adventures at goboyslife.org/base. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time, if you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. I wanted to meet